USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Two hurricanes are headed for the United States, one in Texas and one in Hawaii. Preparations are underway in the Lone Star State as Hurricane Hanna heads towards the coast. Dangerous storm surges are now pounding the coastline. Up to a foot of rainfall can be expected from the Category 1 storm. In the Pacific, the Hawaiian Islands are being threatened by Hurricane Douglas. It's expected to make landfall sometime early Sunday morning on the island of Maui. Forecasters say it's either going to be a Category 1 hurricane or possibly a tropical storm. Governor David Ige.
It is a powerful storm that is forecasted to affect the islands significantly.
Hurricane Douglas was initially classified as a Category 3 hurricane. This is USA Radio News.
Polls show the race between President Trump and Joe Biden is neck and neck. There are two things you need to know to get armed with the facts. First, start tuning into Newsmax TV. Get the truth about President Trump on America's fastest-growing cable news channel. Everyone's watching Newsmax TV. See great shows with Sean Spicer and Greg Kelly at night. And they have Mike Huckabee, Michelle Malkin, and Alan Dershowitz. Newsmax is on DirecTV, Xfinity, Dish, Spectrum, Cox, Optimum, Fios, UVerse, Suddenlink, Mediacom, WOW, and more. Check your cable guide. And the second thing is to get the new bestseller, Blitz, by David Horowitz. Blitz is already a number one bestseller and just hit the New York Times list. Blitz reveals Trump's secret plan to win. Don Jr. and Mike Huckabee urge you to get David Horowitz's Blitz. Blitz is at bookstores. Or get the free offer and save $28. Call 800-NEWSMAX or go to blitz411.com. That's blitz411.com. That's Blitz at 800-NEWSMAX. And don't forget to watch Newsmax TV today.
An iconic TV host has passed away. USA Radio's John Hunt has the story.
We have no idea where we're going, who we are, where we've been.
Regis, one of us.
Regis Philbin, a legendary television host best known for the morning show Live with Regis and Kathy Lee and the widely popular game show Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, has died. He was 88. His family said, "We are grateful for the time we got to spend with him, for his warmth, his legendary sense of humor, and his singular ability to make every day into something worth talking about." And on Instagram, Kelly Ripa, Regis's longtime daytime co-host, responded by saying, "We are beyond saddened to learn about the loss of Regis Philbin. We send our deepest love and condolences to his family and hope they can find some comfort knowing he left the world a better place." Philbin held the Guinness World Record for most hours on camera on U.S. television, with more than 16,700 hours over the course of his career. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Some states and cities are suing the Trump administration over an order to exclude undocumented immigrants from the 2020 census. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
The lawsuit filed in federal court in Manhattan claims President Trump's executive action violates the Constitution. In the complaint, New York and 19 other states, along with Washington, D.C. and dozens of cities, argue the action will severely harm the plaintiffs through the loss of representation in government. The U.S. Supreme Court previously blocked a Trump administration plan to add a citizenship question to the 2020 census. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A fire Friday night at the offices of the Arizona Democratic Party is deemed suspicious. More details now from USA's Kenneth Burns.
Arson is suspected in a fire that caused major damage to the Arizona Democratic Party headquarters in Phoenix. Steven Slagaki, chair of the Maricopa County Democrats, who shared the building with the state party, spoke to KPNX-TV.
Our side of the building here at the Maricopa County Democratic Party is completely burned down. They said we've lost all of our stuff, the computers, the equipment, the printers, the files. It's all gone.
An official with the Phoenix Fire Department said the determination that it was, quote, definitely a human-caused fire came after a collection of evidence. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.